pictures and learn new things. So sing great songs, travel on a train, but build a skyscraper and pilot a plane. Whatever you imagine, whatever you explore, on this magical journey there will always be more. Hey! Make new friends, come on, don't be shy. Let's get a kite and we'll fly, fly, fly. Hey! Whatever you imagine, whatever you explore, on this magical journey there will always be more.
Storytime, anytime! Hey!
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today we are going to talk about kindness. What does it mean to be kind? The dictionary defines kindness as the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. When my children were growing up, I always taught them, treat people the way you want to be treated. Last week, my daughter Bailey graduated from high school. She was class president and gave a speech at the baccalaureate ceremony. One of the things she said was this.
As one final reminder to my fellow classmates, I want you all to remember to spread kindness. Be the highlight of someone's day. Do all things in life with kindness. Mark Twain once wrote, "Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see."
I was so proud of Bailey, proud that being kind is so important to her that she wanted to let everyone know that they can make a difference in our world if they remember to spread kindness. In our first story, we're going to the land of mermaids. Let's find out what happens when the littlest mermaid hatches out of her shell and doesn't look like any of the other mermaids. The Littlest Mermaid. Deep down at the very bottom of the ocean was the land of the mermaids. Their village was made of sandcastles. The trees were made of coral, and every oyster had a pearl in it. The mermaids played all day, riding on seahorses, building new sandcastles, or just resting under the coral trees, wondering about the world above. All of the mermaids were pink, and they had the same tail, in the same color green. Some of them were fat, and some were skinny. Some had long hair and some had short hair, but mostly they all looked the same. The most wonderful time in the land of the mermaids was when a new baby was born. Everyone in the village came out from their homes of sand to watch the little mermaid hatch from its shell. One day, a mermaid found a shell that was hidden away in a patch of seaweed. She gathered it up in her arms and took it to the village. The whole town came to watch the shell pry open. Out swam a lively little mermaid, the littlest mermaid ever born. She smiled and flipped her tail. But the mermaids did not shout for joy like they did when all other babies were born. Instead, they just stared. The lively little mermaid looked different from all the other mermaids. She was purple. Everyone who had gathered around rushed back to their homes. They whispered about the strange-looking mermaid and stared at her from inside their castles of sand. The little purple mermaid knew that she was different, but it did not bother her. She rode on seahorses, rested under the coral trees, and built her own sandcastle by the seaweed patch where she was found. Sometimes the little purple mermaid went to where the other mermaids played, but no one ever invited her to join them. She just looked too strange to them. Many days passed beneath the sea, and the little purple mermaid had made new friends for herself. All the fish loved her because she was so playful. She made friends with all the dolphins, too. Sometimes they would take her for a ride to the surface of the sea, and they'd jump in and out of the water all day long. The little purple mermaid loved all of her friends, but she still wished she could play with the other mermaids. They seemed to have so much fun together. And one day, while the other mermaids were napping under the coral trees, a newly born mermaid wandered into the seaweed patch where the little purple mermaid lived. At last, the little purple mermaid had another mermaid to play with. Together, they rode on seahorses, and in that day, they became very good friends. The other mermaids were very surprised, but as they watched the two new friends play together, they began to notice that the little purple mermaid liked to do the very same things they did. They realized that she was really no different from them at all. So on that very day, all the mermaids invited the little purple mermaid over to play. They even made a special strand of pearls to welcome her. And that made the little purple mermaid very happy. In the years to come, many new babies were born in the land of the mermaids. Some were pink, some were purple, and some were even orange. But no matter what, each and every time a baby was born, all the mermaids shouted with joy. And each and every little mermaid was loved just as much as the next.
What a great story! Being kind means treating people that look different than you do with fairness and respect. It shouldn't matter what someone looks like. What matters is that all people deserve to be treated with kindness. I think that the mermaids in our story realized that even though the littlest mermaid was purple, she was just perfect. I want to share another story with you. It's about a little boy that goes to a new school. I think it takes courage to go to a new school and make new friends. Let's listen.
A New Friend for Me. There's a new kid in my class. He's really cool. He wears sunglasses and has four names. On Monday, we went on a nature walk. Everybody found leaves and acorns. Except the new kid. He found a giant mastodon bone. On Tuesday, we played in the sandbox. Everybody made mountains and dug tunnels. Except the new kid. He built a giant castle with six tall towers. On Wednesday, we blew bubbles. Everybody made lots and lots of little bubbles, except the new kid. He made one giant big bubble and stepped right inside. On Thursday, we drew pictures on the sidewalk. Everybody drew funny faces, except the new kid. He drew a purple and green stegosaurus as big as the whole playground. On Friday, it was show and tell. I had my pet snake. It was in a box, but it got out. Everybody screamed, except the new kid.
He thought my snake was great. Now, the new kid's my new friend.
What did you think? I hope you enjoyed the story. I was thinking about ways to be kind throughout the day. There are so many. Why don't we name a few? And maybe later, you can make your own list with your family. Bailey, what do you think? Let's do this together.
That sounds like a great idea.
How about hold the door open for the person walking behind you?
Clean up without being asked.
Smile and give someone a genuine compliment.
Invite a new friend to play in your friend group.
Write a note or draw a picture and give it to someone for no reason, just because you want to brighten their day.
Be patient with someone that is upset.
Listen, be a good listener when someone wants to talk.
Be appreciative when your parents make you dinner.
Take turns when playing a game.
Be encouraging to your family and friends.
Talk calmly to solve problems.
Be caring and loving to your pets.
Say please and thank you every day. There are so many ways to show kindness. Let's listen to this song about saying please and thank you. Well, that about wraps it up for today. Remember, in a world where you can be anything,
be kind.
This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.